History was one of the primary ingredients stressed from day one in the construction of U.S. Bank Stadium. Paying homage to those who paved the way and built the foundation for the franchise, it was a key for ushering in a new era in team history. The Vikings continue to recognize those who brought success to the franchise with alumni events and gatherings at games throughout the season. This week, a star-studded collection of players were in town to be recognized and honored by their former team.
So many times when owners buy NFL franchises or businesses, they really focus on the present and the future, but one of the most important aspects of it is the history, is the past. And so we're very thankful to the entire Wolf family, Mark, Lenny, Ziggy, and John, to give us the resources and really let us dream and really empower our history.
The Vikings invited back their 13-member Hall of Fame class with a special dinner and recognition for the Thursday night game against the Cowboys. A chance for the biggest names in franchise history to come together in the new home of the Minnesota Vikings.
We're all thankful to the Vikings and the ownership and for keeping our memories alive. And that's what something like this does. When we, you know, get together, we renew old memories and tell stories. And as you get older, you maybe appreciate it a little bit more. So it's a great thing that the Vikings do for their alumni. And we really appreciate it.
Players and coaches that brought success to the franchise years ago were on hand and continue to be amazed at the progress of stadiums in the NFL. Playing in the old Met Stadium may have provided the home field advantage for visiting teams playing in the cold Minnesota winter, but it can't compete with the size and scope of U.S. Bank Stadium.
Whole new world. It would be inconceivable for all the players that played during my era to walk into a stadium like this. It's more than a stadium. It's a place for people to come and enjoy themselves and do recreation along with the game. It's hard to imagine how much time they put into the thought and putting these things together. They're monuments to your culture.
The gathering of Hall of Famers also marked the chance for this group to get their new ring of excellence from the Hall of Fame. To honor the heroes of the game, the Hall is awarding these new rings to support those who helped build this great league.
One of the things I've seen is that this incredible stadium that we're in here, and it is incredible, this incredible team, the league and the game itself, stands on the shoulders of guys like this. And they didn't play in a stadium like this, but they are so proud of it. You know, to them, I've been talking to them here, this is their stadium. They helped build this. And so, that heritage is something that we can all embrace.
It isn't very often you can get a room full of Hall of Famers together, but this week the Minnesota Vikings did, with a gathering of the biggest names to ever wear purple. The players who put in the sweat and hard work to bring success to the franchise. Never forgetting those who came before them was a key for this new chapter of the Minnesota Vikings. And once again, the team made sure these legends were honored in the new stadium.
I mean, when I was playing, I remember seeing Jim Marshall and Carl Eller, seeing those guys, and we were talking about the Metrodome, and all of a sudden now I'm seeing myself in that same position to be in the new stadium and seeing the guys playing in it and just saying that how wonderful it would be to be a part of it and having Kevin Warren telling us that we are a part of this organization is just unbelievable. It kind of want to feel like the old guy in the corner, but all of a sudden when they tell you something like that, it's just so special because, you just feel as if sometimes you feel like you've just been forgotten. But when you have a guy like Kevin Warren get up and tell you that, and that you're part of the organization, part of the future, it's just wonderful. It's just a special moment.
I mean, we have a great heritage. You know, when I came to the team, I knew, with Coach Grant and the great players that came before me, what they had established on the field. I was there when Krause got his gold jacket, sitting there. And at that point in my career, I wasn't even dreaming about anything like this. But also, guys I played with, Randall, Dolman, guys that set a standard, in the locker room, off the field, that you wanted to live up to and to be able to experience all this together for the rest of our lives. It's truly amazing. I think all of us are closer than we've ever been at any point in our careers and really enjoying our lives and enjoy being Hall of Famers and also representing the Vikings. We're very, very thankful and grateful to the Wolf family and the amount of resources that they have allocated through the stadium, for the legends, for the heroes that have played the game.